to Notcast, episode 227, Anonymous AMA.
Yay!
American Medical Association.
Something like that.
Doctors that work on you without telling you who they are.
The secret society of yes. medical practitioners performing their work under the guise of night.
Yes, changing people's gender in midnight, and you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh my god, I've got an extra dick.
Something like that.
They put it on my forehead. I'm a floppy unicorn. Ah.
Wow, they're making Rainbow Dash and Alicorn now. Oh man, I saw those the other week, and that was the first goddamn thing I thought. It's like, oh, what? Man.
So they made a pair of Rainbow Dash boxer shorts.
Mm-hmm. Hot Topic has gone just fucking crazy with their pony merch, right?
How much of the cut does Hasbro get of that?
Enough of it to make them worthwhile, I suppose. But they've made, like, lacy panties and tube tops and bikini bottoms. And, like, there's dude swim trunks, which are, like, derpy on them. But, like, they're really getting kind of, like, Rainbow Dash face boxers. And it's just kind of like...
So, her face is right where the fly is. So, if you're hanging out, it's like, they made her an Alicorn.
Yeah, I was kind of like, wow, they're just making everything. So, I'm Saverin. Hey, what's up?
What's up, Naga?
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Shiva.
Yay. And what's this guy?
I'm Fozwolf.
Yay. So, it's been a week.
Yeah.
Me? Oh, I'm feeling pretty good, actually. I'm feeling feisty now.
You look like awake and shit. It's amazing. Yeah.
Losing a bunch of weight and having a CPAP and all that shit'll do wonders for you. What do you know?
It's really cocaine. It's the cocaine that's doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to eat anymore.
I'm gonna lose all the weight. Bit of an odd week. Had my 2-week follow-up from the doctor. They're quite pleased with my recovery this far.
Cool.
I lost only 1 pound, which is mathematically kind of impossible. I mean, I've been walking a lot, and my caloric intake has been very little, and my basal metabolic rate should have burned more than that, but sometimes weird shit happens, I guess.
Maybe you've built up all this muscle from walking.
Well, what's nice is now that I'm losing a bunch of weight is now that I walk, the discomfort from long terms comes at the hips and on the legs, mm-hmm. not on my lower back.
Oh.
Mm.
So that's nice.
Cool.
But yeah, I've been actually really active this week. Walked at least 1.5 miles each day. Yesterday, I decided to be really ambitious. Went to Stoneburner Mall after my doctor's appointment. And my doctor's appointment was yesterday. Fuck. I still haven't caught track of time again after my surgery. And just walked for a couple miles there because it's 1/2 mile each way end to end if you walk around all the various perimeters. And so I did that and then felt really ambitious and went to my gym down by your old place.
Yeah.
And walked on the treadmill for another 2-ish miles.
Sure.
And then I slept like the dead, and I was super tired this morning. I was like, I overdid it yesterday, but I overdid it in the right way. So
not, you know.
I'm walking and basically getting my calories where I can and all that fun stuff.
You look healthier.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying all kinds of brand new types of protein powder. There's a...
I heard about your pee episode.
Oh, my God. So...
I think I saw a tweet about the...
Yeah. Tesser, he works at health food store, all organic and shit. And I actually need to talk to him because his store is running a sale on all their vitamins and protein powders and stuff. Like 25% off, and he gets an extra percent off, and he'd buy it for me.
Cool.
So I could, like, stock up on some various stuff.
He'll hook you up.
He'll hook me up. And I appreciate that because, well, this is going to be a major part of my diet up for at least another 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Each can only lasts me, like, a week.
Mm-hmm. Plus variety. Variety.
Oh, yeah.
Helps.
Though I have to say I like the chocolate one that I tried first the best. I have this one brand called Designer Whey. It's for folks that are just using it to supplement their protein. It doesn't have all that crazy ass muscle building stuff. The doctor was like, don't get that shit. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be weightlifting. You don't need that. Just get the regular protein.
Okay.
It's called Designer Whey. They sell it at Target. It's like $18 a can. But they only have chocolate and vanilla. And I looked online and they had this vanilla praline. And it's actually really good. And I was like, oh, Amazon, I got to buy that shit.
I got Prime if you want to get stuff shipped.
I have Prime, too. Yeah. We use the shit out of it.
Prime is fun.
We're like on a first-name basis with our UPS guy.
Yeah, us, too.
He's like, oh, hey, how's it going, man? Good to see you. You're looking good. Here's your box. See you again soon.
Does yours come about 8 o'clock at night?
No, he's early in the morning, usually, like
ours usually
9,
comes around
10 o'clock.
Like 6, 7. It's always the same UPS guy.
It was funny. We kind of got that way with our UPS guy at the apartment. Because remember, we used to have all those boxes shipped that they, 9 times out of 10, they end up in the leasing office because they delivered during the day when Taryn and I were at work. And then there was the occasional day where I would be off and I would hear that knock. And usually it's like, knock, knock, run away.
Because
he doesn't want to drag all the boxes up there.
Well, so, you had that long stare, so unless they went tearing back down.
Yeah, but I opened the door and I just saw his face fail. I was like, oh, you're home. I'll go get your boxes. And this was like a day where I think Soulf Wolf or something had sent us a bunch of restock. So we had like 14 boxes.
So this is worth him dragging instead of you.
Yeah. He brought them over on one of the portable flatbeds, not hand cart, because there was just so damn many of them.
But you had to carry them through.
His face fell like a mile when he saw me answer the door. It's like, oh, you're here.
Well, you know, when they see a second floor apartment, they're like,
yeah.
Yeah. Well,
thankfully, we're a first floor apartment here and don't order anything too terribly large at any given time.
But yeah, we use Prime and it's just like I've started finding cat food and we get usually the big like 17 pound bags of cat food and we get like once a month. So I started looking online, so it's like I can just order this and get it drop shipped. Okay. It's the same price here as down the street and it's here.
Yeah, funny is that Amazon has this thing. They have a subscription system. Mm-hmm. So I could have it, I could set it up to send me a 2-pound container of the protein powder like every month or whatever.
Yeah.
But they don't have it in a frequent enough interval. I'd have to buy like the 4-pound thing. Mm-hmm. And that's, well, it's not really that expensive, all things considered. But because 4 pounds of that shit's like 64 servings, and you divide that by 4, it's
weeks. Get set up like a subscription service so you order 2, you make an order and you set it for a month recurring, then 2 weeks later you make another one with a separate subscription, so you actually have like 2 weeks subscriptions of like 2 different flavors running. That way you don't have to get like chocolate every month, once a month in 64. Oh.
So all the way back around, the pee thing. What's the pee thing?
Okay, yeah, we got totally off tangent. So,
well, Prime's awesome.
Because Tessa works...
Our sponsor at Amazon.com.
He's like the receiving manager at his store. So he has to check in everything. Mm-hmm. And they send, whenever they have a new product in like the vitamin department, they'll send him a little sampler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try these out. Try them out, taste them, so you can, when people ask you what they taste like, you can tell them.
Yeah, like poop.
Well, he gave me 2 of them, and they're labeled pea protein. Mm-hmm. I thought that was like a brand. And I very merrily mix that up with some milk, and holy fuck. It tasted like I had put peas, like green peas, pushed up in milk.
That's a my stomach new kind just of went, cereal.
My stomach seized and was like,
what the fuck?
I'm like, I can't drink this. I just wasted 2 cups of milk. I feel like an asshole because now I only have, because a gallon of skim milk lasts me like 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because
what you're mostly drinking.
Well, okay, so I'm basically drinking at minimum a day 32 ounces of the protein powder, because that's the exact amount that I need. and a thing of Powerade with water additional. Mm-hmm. So I'm basically, Powerade's like a dollar a bottle, and I just used the previous day's Powerade bottle, so I don't have to, like, rewash one. Mm-hmm. So I have this continuous cycle of stuff. Oh, my God. I tried the vanilla, and it made me retch, almost, and
I imagine retching right now is a really bad thing.
Yes, extremely bad. And I have a chocolate one, if one of you wants to take it.
Of what?
He gave me two samplers. One was chocolate, one was vanilla. I tried the vanilla. Yeah, the pea protein. Ugh. Chocolate covered peas and milk.
No.
Mm. Oh my God.
That's horrible.
I thought it was just pea flavor, but they make different flavors like chocolate and vanilla peas.
Well, the thing is, it's like vegetarian / vegan pea protein powder. Because whey comes from cows, man.
No way.
And, you know, some people can't tolerate soy.
Yeah.
I got that.
Case in point.
Yeah. Yeah, like Aoife's. And I got some from Trader Joe's that was soy.
Just stick with your whey.
I'm going to stick with my whey protein. And there's bad as I need to figure out what to do with it.
Which, the soy or the...
Well, once I'm able to have, like, chunkier soups or whatever, like chili, I can add some to it to get my daily protein levels in a way different than drinking 32 ounces of skim milk a day. Mm-hmm. Not that I mind. But...
Pretty much non-stop milkshakes.
Well, it takes me a good 6 hours now to... Which is down from, like, 14, because I can drink things a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. I'm still drinking in a little 2-ounce cups, and I will still be doing that after the 19th when I can first start having some real food again.
Okay.
So, my medical adventures continue apace, but I'm doing well, I'm losing weight, and I'm looking good. Yes. And these shorts that I'm wearing just fall off my ass if I'm not holding on to them. It's a nice problem to have.
To be fair, yes.
Yeah, because... especially for wolves.
Yes.
Foxes' pants falling down speaking is a nice problem to have.
Well, speaking of foxes.
Yes.
My reading of Out of Position.
Yes.
Is on sale. And I talked to Kyle earlier today, and we've sold 28 copies.
28? Or 20?
28.
Nice.
Copies, and that's like in 2 days.
Oh, that's a great start.
So, it's on Audible now. Go to Audible, look for Out of Position by Kyle Gold, and it's there. It's $25 for like 12 hours, but Kyle's gotten some pretty positive feedback so far.
Yeah.
And people are buying it to support him, and, you know, it's split, you know, 50, 25, 25. So, I mean, for every sale, Kyle and I get, you know, $6.50.
Cool.
So, I mean, and I'm going to get started on Division Play. Not Division.
Isolation
Play.
And then Division is the third book.
Division Play is the FBA
novel. So we're going to get that started up soon, and I'll be working on getting Isolation Play out.
And the other thing about that is, for anyone that's not a member of Audible, if they join and Out of Position is the first book that they buy, you guys get like an extra.
Yeah, we get like an extra $12.50 or extra $25. We get something.
Yeah.
There's like $25 that's split between the two folks. So, hey, if you want to help us out and you want to buy the book but you don't have an Audible account, make a new one anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want, we appreciate it. Because this is a new endeavor for both Kyle and I, in a way.
Yeah.
And
help the foxes out.
Well, I mean, it's a long tail of, you know, long tail of income too.
Yeah.
Because it's royalty in perpetuity. Mm-hmm. So the more books that I get out, the more potential there is for there to be a good bit of passive income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which always helps.
Because every time you bring out a new one, you're going to have new fans. It's like selling the books, too, when you bring out a new one. There are new fans that don't have any of them. So we'll see orders for, like, all three of them. And I've seen that on the Bad Dog Book site, too. Mm-hmm. Once we put divisions up, there's a few sales that just bought all three of them. I was like, well, I guess someone decided, fuck it, I'm going to read this whole series. And
get caught up.
Yep.
Well, I'm hoping that this will be a good ongoing thing for me.
Yeah.
That I can continue to work and bring voice to a lot of his books.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I could probably do it for some of the For Planet guys, too.
Yeah.
You know, because if... You know, if there's a market for furry audiobooks, I'm not going to say no to that. That's a niche that I'm perfectly happy to work with.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, oh, are you going to stay in the furry ghetto? I was like, I'm going to stay where there's work. And I know there's work here.
Did somebody ask you that?
It was like him, Def Mech was like, oh, are you going to stay in your furry ghetto? And I'm like,
no, you've already done one non-furry book before you did Out of Position.
And it's like, I did one to start, but if I've got some stuff lined up, I'm not going to turn it down.
Yeah.
So, that's cool.
So, are you set up to start on Isolation Play at some point?
I was talking to Kyle today, mm-hmm. and so I'm assuming he's probably still at work or something. So, mm-hmm. well, actually, no, he's not at work because he writes full-time, I think, right?
I don't know.
Whatever.
He's a full-time writer.
He said he would... get a digital copy to me, and we'll do the contract on ACX, and you could expect it within the next 3 months or so.
Okay, cool.
So, that's exciting.
Yeah. That is pretty baller.
Yep. And Fiesta's shaping up. We sold out on the dealer's den in 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was something like 12 minutes. It was
something insane. Ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. Yeah, ridonkulous.
I got my parents in, so...
Oh, good.
Got them paid.
It was redonkadonk.
It's a good problem to have, though. I mean, at this point, we're a known quantity in terms of mm-hmm. the convention. And
yep.
people are like, fuck yes, I want to do this.
Yeah, and Nightmare Nights is shaping up also.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got going on? So next weekend is Rocky Mountain Fur Con in Denver. And I'm not going to be there, but Tieran and Buck and Zia are going to be there.
I need to make sure that... here and get some of my flyers.
Okay. Well, you just said you need some printed up, so come over this weekend and we'll take care of it tomorrow. But yeah, so they'll be running the For Planet tables.
Mm-hmm.
We have three tables. We're in the corner next to Sofa Wolf.
Cool.
So, you know, that works out well. So all of our stuff will be there, and right now we're still working on shipping orders and all that stuff, and con next weekend, and yep. I'm going to have it. So next weekend is both Rocky Mountain Fur Con and Brony Con, and if you go to either of them, sure, go ahead and send in a con report, because we like to hear con reports. But I'm thinking of having like a gathering at my house on Saturday.
Sounds good.
RMFC/BronyCon losers party for everyone that's not going to either convention,
which I think locally is quite a few people.
Yeah. We'll have a few drinks and, you know...
And watch something.
We'll watch something. I bought Last Unicorn at Anthrocon.
I've never seen that movie.
Really?
Huh. Nope.
I watched it in my early teens because my sister, being a little girl, was like 7 or 8, and my parents got it on VHS way back in the day.
At least they didn't get her Watership Down. It's got bunnies. What could go wrong?
I had Watership Down. Speaking of which, and also, if you want to be an utter fur fag on Audible like I was, Watership Down just had an audiobook released on Audible, like a new version.
Nice.
So, my two credits this month on Audible was Watership Down and Out of Position. So I had a fur fag time.
Huzzah. I'm not sure where Shiva went. She just stepped out for a minute.
She's meeting Sarah outside, who brought cat food from their apartment.
Oh.
To
possibly entice those kittens apparently outside.
Savin's apartment here. There's some wildcat kittens outside in the bushes that they're going to try to round up. And Shiva says she wants to take to the vet and have them homed.
Okay.
So... That's yeah, good. I was kind of hoping we could vamp long enough for her to get back, but...
I That's okay. I mean, other than that, I mean, my week's been fairly straightforward. I mean, healing. My doctor is pleased with everything at. My scars are scarring, but they're all closed up now.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. So we did a something different this week. We now have a Tumblr. It's just notcast@tumblr.com. I'm super happy that we were actually able to register the name Notcast on there. It was, I mean, not squatted, so that's
good. It's one of those things where it's like we have lots of followers on FA. Well, a relative amount. We crossed 1,700 now.
Oh, cool.
Which is nice. And, I mean, I'm assuming we still get some decent downloads. I don't really track it because I do this for fun and I don't want to get into that game.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do this for fun, and we do this because, well, we've been doing it for fucking ever. Why would we stop?
Well, I'll get you guys the login for the Tumblr, so if you want to, like, reblog.
We can post some, shit. Be like, yo!
Some black.
Want to talk about furries and sex and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, look, Shiva brought us food.
Yeah, she brought us some treats. No, I don't think so. It is meat, technically.
Yeah, we're not... No vegan kittens.
No
vegan... Like that one story we were talking about.
Fucking... It was in New Zealand, I think?
Oh, I don't know where it was. It was somewhere where fucking stupid people are, so it was on Earth.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say it's on Earth. I'm afraid that you can't really... Oh, darn it.
Wait, you guys tell the listeners where I disappeared off to?
No, we were... We had to.
Where did you go? A point, and he didn't know, and I did, so I explained it, so...
Oh, yeah. Sarah just showed up with some kitten food.
Yeah.
So, well, we saw a mama cat, so...
At least, okay.
And there's at least two kittens, because the kitten I saw in the bushes and the kitten that was out there now, there are at least two different kittens.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, as long as we can... get them homed, because I don't want them getting picked up by animal control.
And yeah, that's pretty much death sentence.
Yeah, because cute kittens deserve homes.
So
even ugly kittens deserve homes. I don't know how you could be an ugly kitten.
Oh, that mother is pretty feral. She doesn't really want to see humans at all, so I don't know how much...
Is it the big, fat, fluffy one?
No, it's a little tiny, skinny, black and white one.
Oh.
She's like maybe 6 pounds. She's really, you know, little.
Okay, well.
So I'm scrolling down through someone asked us a question, someone asked us a question. So I guess we could just start from the top
and work our way down. Yeah, let's just start from the top and work our way down. So,
okay.
As we explained, we basically have a Tumblr now, and we had our anonymous ask blog, ask box open, so you can send us stuff completely anonymously. Without having to sign an email or a name or anything, if you don't want to.
Yep.
Which we thought would be kind of fun to try, because it gives people an opportunity to ask questions they wouldn't otherwise ask.
To be completely anonymous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which can lead to asshattery, but hey, that's fine.
But, we can be asshats. If there's asshattery, we just blame Deathmech.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so this first one. If I wear a condom while my boyfriend fucks me, I'm safe from STDs, right?
Only on your head. You have to wear it on your head, over your nose, and mouth.
That's not a helpful answer, Shiva.
It wasn't a helpful question.
We were trying for helpful?
If I wear a condom while my boyfriend fucks me, I'm safe from STDs, right? Only if he's wearing a condom, too.
You can't ever be too careful. You should both wear condoms.
And if you... And possibly you might want to just get a whole body condom... Just in case.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
condoms on all your fingers.
Make sure they're the lubricated kind, though, because if they're not, the friction will start a fire.
And you don't want that.
No.
Ass burns are terrible.
You've gotten an ass burn?
So,
I prefer ibuprofen.
Next question.
Okay.
What was the last thing that made each of you laugh until you could barely breathe?
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to remember. It was something Sarah and I said. We were lying in bed together, and he said something really... And I just... It just giggle, 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 giggle. It's like laughing until you start coughing, because you... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I've had that kind of infrequently. God, I remember one that happened like 15 years ago, and that's how funny it was at the time. Mm-hmm. Because it was like we'd been, my friend and I were working in the jewelry department of a department store. Mm-hmm. And we'd already been working like 10-hour shifts because somebody called in. And we had this thing called the diamond count, where, you know, you start the day, you count the diamonds, mm-hmm. you add in the ones that arrive in inventory, you subtract the ones that sell mm-hmm. throughout the course of the day. And everyone's supposed to reconcile the log or make a note when they sell something, and oftentimes they don't. So the last thing you had to do at night was do a diamond count to reconcile the logs. We could not fucking figure out why it was off by one, and the store closes at 9, and it's like 10:15. We're still fucking figuring it out. And our manager was a real nice guy, but he had a particular way of speaking where he'd always be like, could you do me a favor there, guys? He's like, hey, could you do me a favor there, guys? And my friend does his impersonation of the manager using a Superman 2 quote. Mm-hmm. He goes, could you do me a favor there, guy, and kneel before Zod? And after 10 hours, been a long day, and beating my head against this diamond count, I just lost it. I was laughing so hard. I saw stars. I was banging my fist on the countertop. And he's like, dude, are you all right? And he's laughing, too. And he's asking if I'm okay. And I almost fell over. And I'm like, I'm fine. It's one of those you had to be there kind of things, but it's like...
It just touches a nerve.
I was so punch drunk, I guess, at mm-hmm. that point. God.
Oh, I can't think of the last time offhand. I'm sure it's always usually something off YouTube. You know, nothing mm-hmm. too crazy, just random ass shit.
Yeah.
That just pops up sometimes and makes you laugh unexpectedly.
Yeah, I see a lot on Tumblr.
Yeah, like just random shit on Tumblr sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's usually, well, Sarah's nickname for me is either Cat or Mao, and
like Chairman Mao, fucking like, communist,
like Mao,
Chairman Meow.
It's close to Meow. It comes from mimicking my particular cats,
mm-hmm.
and it's like. You'd say it's a furry thing, except we would do it anyways, just because...
Because you're crazy weird. Cat people.
Because I'm crazy cat people, and I talk to the cats. And the cats talk back, more importantly.
Who doesn't talk to their cats?
Huh?
I'm like, who doesn't talk to their cats? Crazy so, people.
He calls Wait. Me cat, and he calls me Mao, so there's this exchange where it's like... And I usually call him dog or pup. And it's usually... There's something where I call him, like, affectionately dog, and he responds with Mao. It's like, dogs don't say Mao. it's like, pup, and instead of, like, Marf or whatever stupid cute, no, he's like, Mao. It's like, and for whatever reason, it's like that giggle.
What's up, dog?
Mao. It's like, no, what?
Your turn to read one, Zavrin.
Yes. I was going to say, it's usually stuff that I see that folks reblog
mm-hmm.
on Tumblr. So, let's
on
see.
The tumbles.
For those of you who watch My Little Pony, I'm not sure if Shiva does. What is your favorite song from seasons 1 through 3?
I thought about this, and I was like, there's a lot that I really like, but I would have to say the Find a Pet song, because... Rainbow Dash Fluttershy duet is awesome.
Yeah, that was a really good one. I have to say that I really, really, really liked What My Cutie Mark Is Telling Me from the season finale of season 3.
That's a really good one, too, yeah.
But really, there's a lot of good songs in Pony. And But I have to say that most of the stuff from Magical Mystery Cure is really good. Celestia's Ballad is really nice. Hell, even the Flim Flam Brothers song is good.
I do like the Flim Flam one.
Yeah.
I've watched all of season 1, all of season 2, and I've, I haven't sat down and watched any of the episodes from season three, but I've seen scenes from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's one of those things where it keeps me to sit down and watch it.
I have it on iTunes.
I know. I'm sure you do.
We have every episode, Shiva.
It's also all on Netflix, so.
Yeah, so.
I've also pre-ordered Equestria Girls.
For most addictive one that gets stuck in your head is still Winter Wrap-Up.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, if you want to go classic with it, Winter Wrap-Up.
Winter Wrap-Up. Though I tell you what. The San Diego Comic-Con stuff, the little animatic.
Oh, the Apple song?
The Apple song has been stuck in my head. For apples together, apples forever. Da, da. And I'm like, I would just do it and that pops me. And I'm like, God damn it, I don't have time to go rewatch that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Pinkie Pie in it. What is Pinkie Pie doing? She can't be an apple, she's a pie. Unless she's going to be an apple pie.
Oh, that's the ship name for them, right? Apple Pie.
Yes.
That's awesome. I actually also like the song in, you'll probably hate me for this, I like the song in Equestria Girls, the Ears and Tails song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was so fucking help furry.
It's such a fur fag moment. I love it.
Yeah.
It's actually a really furry movie.
Mm-hmm.
Even without the anthropomorphic talking horses, it's a real fur fag movie. It even has a transformation scene at the end where they go half pony.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I totally recommend it to furries or transformation fans as well. As well as fans of animation.
I like the remixed intro on that one. I wasn't too fond of most of their stuff, but the cafeteria song is certainly catchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very catchy.
But that comes out like few days on
early August. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, if it comes in time for the party, we can watch it. Ah!
I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah, I saw it some way that didn't involve driving 100 miles to Tyler.
Yeah.
we'll talk about it later.
Next question. Favorite breakfast cereal?
I fucking love Life.
Really?
Cinnamon Sugar Life.
You can be a winner at the game of life.
No.
But oh, that's different.
My cereal tastes are real simple, but like I used to eat that Kashi stuff, the Kashi I like high the protein. Kashi stuff. It's okay, but it's not what I would love to eat. My favorite cereal is like Life, and I don't know really why.
Oh, God.
Between Life and like Wheat Chex.
I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, that stuff was always too sweet for me.
Yeah, I liked that back in the day.
I had a love-hate relationship with Captain Crunch. I loved the flavor. God. It cut up the roof of my mouth.
That shit's like a weapon.
Yeah. It tasted great, but oh, God.
You could fucking kill a bitch with a Captain Crunch.
It just scours your mouth.
It tasted good, though.
You never have to brush your teeth. It was like eating a Brillo pad.
I like Fruit Loops. I'm stuck because I'm a diabetic because I can't sit down and have a fucking bowl of cereal. Mm-hmm. Especially not the sugary shit. So I've got if I'm going to have one, you know, it's usually have a bite or so with somebody else's. Like anything sweet.
Yeah.
And enjoy it. So it's like when Siam and such gets, you know, like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which he can't anymore. But it's like, I'm stealing a bite.
Nice.
I like lots of cereals. I don't know what favorite would be now. Yeah. I mean, okay, if you want to talk grown-up cereals, I like muesli, which is it's more common
kinda
in Britain.
Yeah, it's kind of like a granola.
It's like kind of like a granola, and it's got like raisins and dried fruit and stuff like that in it.
Oh, I love muesli.
So that's good. It's hearty. It's full fiber. It's healthy for you.
It's basically like eating a crunchy granola that you would like a trail mix.
There's also like that special K.
Yeah.
The special K with like the granola with it and stuff. That's like strawberry.
I haven't tried that.
Yeah.
Like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah.
Like
Honey Nut Cheerios. It's the simple shit that you remember having, not the really crazy out there stuff.
The chocolate frosted sugar bombs. Calvin and Hobbes.
I also
like Lucky Charms.
Yes.
Did you guys do the thing that where you eat all the other pieces and you leave just the marshmallows for the end? And then you just have the marshmallows and you have your multicolored milk that you drink.
I was weird. I really like adulterated alphabets. Milk. I really like the flavor of alphabets and Kix. I always like Kix.
I don't remember Kix. I remember like, Alphabets.
Kix were kind of like the little corn puffs.
They're corn puffs without all the extra sugar.
They weren't very super sweet.
Yeah. Then there's like the three Halloween ones, like Count Jocula,
Blueberry,
Frankenberry. Yeah,
I never did those.
I found out years later that there was a fourth one that was a werewolf.
Yeah, I briefly remember it.
But it never came to my area, I guess. Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
They had a whole bunch of those.
The thing is about the Count Chocolas, it's somewhat the Lucky Charms, but especially the Count Chocolas, when you ate the marshmallows in it, it's kind of like eating a chunk of styrofoam.
Yeah.
yeah, I can see that.
You know what's really funny, though? I was listening to another podcast, the Giant Bombcast, today, and they had the same conversation, like straight up with the Captain Crunch and straight up with the marshmallows. It's like deja vu.
Maybe this person listened to that podcast and was like, favorite cereal. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay, so who wants next? Well, it's titled Shiva, next one.
Let's see. What's the last book, novel, story that you finished reading?
Well, I finished reading Out of Position by Kyle Gold.
Because you're reading it aloud.
I was reading it aloud.
He has to do that or he can't read.
Huh?
What about Just for Fun?
Oh, shoot.
That you weren't working.
The last one that I read was Tides of War by Christy Gold, and it was a WoW novel.
Okay.
I don't do a lot of physical book reading. I read a lot of stuff online occasionally when it tickles my fancy. I read pony fanfic on occasion.
UFOs?
Pony fag. Well, what I'm reading right now is a short story for Plowed, the anthology that we have yet to put out and we'll be putting out later. That's totally the reaction we want. Like, yeah. What if I finished reading Fragile Things by Neil Gaiman. It's a short story collection. And before that, I'd read his new book, Ocean at the End of the Lane.
I need to read my copy because, I mean, we went to his reading on my birthday and haven't sat down to read his book.
I don't know if we've actually talked about that on the show.
No, I don't think we did. That was...
Did you go, Shiva?
To Neil?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
I forgot we had something to do that night. We had already had it booked in.
Yeah, it was June 24th, and it was his last book tour in the U.S. or whatever.
Yeah.
His last signing tour, and we went and... Yep. He did a couple readings, answered some questions from the audience, and we got it signed. I got my first edition copy of American Gods signed.
Which, that, good choice. I don't have a hard copy. Yeah. I bought it on Kindle.
Sign your Kindle.
Yeah, I bought American Gods on Kindle when I read it, but I had already... But my ticket came with a copy of Ocean, so...
Yeah. So we got the informally signed copies of Ocean, and I got my copy of... And what's funny is Panther also carried my copy of Anansi Boys.
Uh-huh.
So he got that one signed, too.
Oh, cool.
So
I didn't know you'd read so much Neil Gaiman, actually. That's awesome.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
And also have his collection, Prince of Stories.
The other thing I had him sign, he personalized my copy of Ocean and Elaine, and he signed my Volume 1 trade paperback of Sandman.
Nice.
So I was like, yeah, I've had that book for like 15 years, so...
Yeah. Oh, man. I recently was at one of my, not the comic shop I normally go to, but the Atomic Comics, I think it is, down on Forest and Josie.
Mm-hmm.
No, Forest and Webb Chapel.
Mm.
There's like a Restaurant Supply Co. and a CC's and whatnot. Okay. But it's a big ass comic shop.
Isn't that, that's the main branch of Lone Star Comics down there, I thought.
It's not Lone Star.
Maybe it was and it changed or something. I don't know.
It's an independent Atlas Comics. It's not Lone Star. But anyways, there's like this mega huge like Sandman collection, and each volume is like 3 inches thick and $100 each.
Hmm.
Oh,
and I'm like,
he mentioned that in the Q&A. Like
six volumes, and it's just fucking massive thing.
Somebody brought him like one of these massive Sandman collections to sign. And
he was like, I'll sign one of them.
It was like a $200 book. It was like a massive, heavy-ass, leather-bound hardcover or
something like that. Oh, yeah. Vertigo makes some serious, serious shit.
Yeah, if you're a hardcore collector.
Oh, yeah.
So you've actually got the book you're reading now.
Yes. See,
are you reading it now, or did you just finish it?
I've got, like, a chapter left.
What is it?
Okay.
It's Mercy Blade. It is a Faith Hunter book. It's a Jane Yellow Rock series.
Ah.
It's another one of those urban fantasy ones.
Urban fantasy. She's a werewolf hunter, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's a vampire hunter that's kind of...
Yeah.
But she...
Tester and I play a game. He likes those kind of things, too. Mm-hmm. We go to Half Price when he's looking for something new, and we try to guess the genre by the name of the protagonist. And we're usually right.
This one's...
Nothing wrong with it. It's perfectly... pulpy.
So
it's got some nice tilts on the genre. It's not pretty much cookie cutter. Mm. It's interesting. She's a skinwalker, so interesting take on it. Doesn't remember it. So she's kind of werish. The interesting thing is that when she was a little girl, family was killed. She's Native American. Doesn't really remember it. And she happened to swap into one of her forms, which is a little bobcat, and got somehow separated, lost, wandered away, got attacked by a actual real life mountain lion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, little bobcat, mountain lion, doesn't stand much of a chance, but instead of, so they tangled with it and she was dying, so she basically did something that's taboo, but she was, of course, like 9 years old, so it was a coping, sheer knee-jerk thing, and basically turned around and absorbed the mountain lion. Kind of took its mass into her own and transformed into the mountain lion, because they basically use the imprint of the genes to change their shape with a little bit of magic. Mm. What's neat is the mountain lion's memory, brain, spirit, whatever you want to call it, whether it's the consciousness, soul, whatever you want to call it, stuck with her. So she's now kind of sharing the body with this mountain lion, which is fairly rudimentary, a lot more instinctive. But it's very much a separate entity. It's got very strong opinions. And there's a lot more of... definitely have to barter and convince it that, no, we're going to go do this now.
Hmm.
especially whenever she swaps over into that form. It's a very interesting novel set so far. It's the Faith Hunters, the author. The series is Jane Yellow Rock, and this is the third book. So I've got the fourth book on Kindle.
Your game, Savern, reminded me of another one that... Tyrion's friends want to do a game where they try to guess from the title alone if one of our products is porn or not.
Nice.
Well, what's the ratio of porn to not? I mean...
Well, it's like some of them, it's like... I tricked them on resisting arrest. Because they were like, oh, that's got to be porn. It's got to be like handcuffs and shit like that, right? And I was like, no, it's not porn. It's a sci-fi book. Ha! I can't remember one of the other ones that has this accidentally suggestive title, but it was not adult at all.
Handcuffs and lace, non-adult?
No, it's adult.
I proofread that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Do women really moan like this? I want your opinion.
No, not really.
They go...
You said it was accurate at the time.
Yeah, I did. I gave some feedback on it, but the sex scenes weren't that bad. They were pretty good.
Okay. I did get a submission once where... It's like, okay, so writing pro tip here... Don't write the sound effects of the people having an orgasm, because much like the joke Savard was just making, and especially don't change the format, because all of a sudden it's like bold, 2-point sizes bigger than the other words, and it's like, oh, 16 exclamation points and just, no, don't do that.
Yeah. So we should probably plot these a little bit quicker if we're going to get through all of these tonight.
Okay. Actually, I'm thinking if we don't finish all these, we can totally roll it over for next week because this is fun. But.
Yeah.
Well, we can always keep kidding.
The next one is drink of choice, alcoholic and non-alcoholic. Well, right now, I'm not allowed much drink-wise. I used to drink a shitload of Coke Zero. Mm-hmm. I don't do that anymore. I cut out soda from my diet, and then I've cut out caffeine. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of boring in that regard.
Boring Fox is boring.
Well, I drink water and Powerade because I kind of have to.
Boring Fox is boring.
Not alcoholic, though, I really like White Russians. Mm-hmm. I really like coconut rum.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. When I was down in Houston last, there's a variant flavor of Hypnotic called Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It is purple.
Oh.
And it is super good. We have to get some.
What's it taste like?
Purple, they say.
Raspberry, purple. I couldn't really describe it. I couldn't have much, but it tasted really good, and we need to get some.
Oh, that sounds like something I would definitely
to
like.
Specs.
Yes.
Yeah, because I think it was Spaz that gave me that.
Cool.
Let's see.
He's going to be up here in town here in a couple weeks, I think.
Oh, groovy.
For soda, it's Coke Zero, usually, preferably cherry.
That's good stuff.
If I'm going to have non-soda, it really depends. I either do coffee or iced tea unsweetened. But again, that's because I have to, not because I want to.
I use the shit out of Splenda in my tea.
I can't stand Splenda in my tea.
Or actually, I use it. I put two or three packets in with my protein powder
because
it's not very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it makes it too sweet.
I like because I can do Splenda in coffee just fine, or sometimes some of the other artificial sweeteners.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't stand the taste of any of the artificial sweeteners in iced tea. So I drink my tea unsweetened. I'll have a little bit of, like, lemonade, like, as far as I'll snitch a little bit of, like, Siam's. Mm-hmm. I really like good, like, tart, not overly fake-tasting lemonade. For alcoholic, I like wheat beers. Frankenkaiser is my favorite. For hard liquor,
I like wine.
I haven't really developed much of a taste for wine.
$3 chuck. It's cheap as shit and good drinking and or throwing wine.
I like fruity drinks. Like I love daiquiris. I love this. There's this Avery taught me how to make it. It's like half chocolate liqueur, half framboise, and it's like raspberry. It's like a chocolate raspberry shot. It's delicious.
That sounds good.
It is. It's addictively good. I like either Tom Collins for just a plain old or amaretto soda sour. I think it's called amaretto soda, but it's basically like a amaretto sour with 7-Up instead.
Neat.
I'm looking for this. I haven't tried this yet, but I want to. It's my sister told me about something, a recipe that she had. What's it called?
Give you guys a taste of this. Someone at a fiesta? Was it fiesta? Or was it... I was at one of... I think it was fiesta. Someone gave me a taste of Saint Germain, which is an elderflower liqueur.
But you're going to say an elder god for some reason.
No. Elderberry or elderflower. Either one or the other. And it tastes like lychee. If you've ever had, like, a lychee...
Ooh, that's weird.
I like lychee. But that's the closest thing I can draw.
Isn't that a form of martial art?
No.
Okay.
What were you going to say, though? A recipe?
Okay, it's something called Goombay Smash.
Oh, God. That sounds like deadly.
It is spiced rum, coconut rum, apricot brandy, cherry orange, and pineapple juices.
Ooh, that sounds deadly.
It's the national drink of Jamaica.
It sounds amazing.
Sounds interesting.
It sounds like something I want to try and make.
So when can you have alcohol again?
I can technically have a little now. I should not get too much of it. But
well, you want to heal up and such and everything. Well,
I mean, yeah. I was prohibited before the surgery. I'm not entirely prohibited now.
But don't go nuts.
But I don't ever go nuts. Yeah. I can only drink a little.
You nurse a shot glass for like 6 hours.
Not quite that bad, but I couldn't have too much at any given time.
Oh, man, we're going to get Savard fucked up next week. Yeah.
He's going to go through, like, a shot.
Oh, we'll see what happens.
I don't know. I'm a pretty lightweight, too. So, well, not physically.
We're going to be casting at your house. And then we're going to have to arrange for one of my mates to come and pick us up and drop us off, right?
Sure.
Let's
good.
Get fucked. No. So my drinks. I like Coke Zero for soda. I have a tea drinking Brit fag when I like to sit and read with my tea. Alcohol, it's like I like fruity, faggy kind of drinks.
There's nothing wrong with those. Those actually taste good.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I hate the taste of beer, so I'm totally not a beer drinker.
Yeah.
I grew up on it, so.
I don't like a lot of wine. I like some sweeter wines, though. I'm starting to kind of like find a few of those that I like. Tieran and I that have a bit of wine. But yeah, like Tequila Sunrises, I love Bailey's, Hypnotic, I want to try this new version of Hypnotic, not at the same time.
Well, that's kind of the thing, you know, that's part of the reason I'm a big dude is that I like pretty much everything, so I'll just be like, sounds good to me.
Tequila Sunrise, beautiful drink. My 21st birthday, Siam and my friend, when we were living in Bloomington, took me out to get me hammered. They took me to a bar. And,
like Jesus.
And one of the last things that they got me was a tequila sunrise. And I'm looking at her drinking. I'm thinking, just with how it's layered, it's like, wow, that's really pretty. I'd never had one before. Hadn't had tequila before. Took a sip. It's like, ugh. It looks like it should be really good. Tasted horrible. And I don't know what they did, but it was... You know how, like, there's Nature's Best orange juice that's a little bit more bitter than some of the others?
Mm-hmm. And it's less processed, I guess.
But it tasted, I think they used, like, one of the more bitter orange juices and a crappy tequila, because it was awful. And I thought, okay, I guess I just don't like tequila. Then I had good tequila made with a good tequila sunrise later on. It's like, oh, wow. This is delicious. What the fuck did I get fed before? Because that was horrible, and this is really good.
It's funny how that can vary so much with whatever the brand and whatnot you get is. Oh, who read that one?
That was Shiva.
Okay, so you would read this one then?
No,
so?
I think I read this one. Okay. You can read the next one.
Then I would read the next one. It's a question for Savard. Yeah. Savard, what is your favorite kind of soup?
I like Italian wedding soup. It's the minestrone kind of with the little pasta balls instead of noodles and the little meatballs.
Okay.
So there we go.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Cool. It's good stuff. Progresso makes some really good low-fat stuff. I can't have it yet, but I will when I get better.
Okay.
Need to take you, when you can have soup, take you up to Carrabba's. They make a lentil Italian sausage with kale soup that is really fantastic.
Okay. Well,
it's delicious.
A few more weeks yet. Yeah. So, next one, Shiva.
Who is best pony?
Rarity.
Fluttershy.
I like Twilight.
There we go.
They're all good. Your turn to read that.
Yep. What podcasts do you all listen to? Notcast sent me to Fuzzy Logic, which sent me to Grand Camelot Cavalcade, which sent me back to Bronyville. I need more to listen to, but hopefully not too political. Wait, Fuzzy Logic sent you to GCC?
I think probably Fuzzy Logic sent him to Notcast, who sent him to GCC.
I was going to say, I don't think that the Fuzzy Logic people would be too kind to...
They're not fuzzy. They're not ponies fans, I don't think.
Yeah, well, anyways.
I don't know.
Let's see. I listen to right now Giant Bombcast, which is a video game podcast. I listen to Anime World Order. which is anime, obviously. Mm-hmm. Anime News Network's podcast. I listen to Smodcast. I listen to Hollywood Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally Penn Sunday School.
Taryn listens to that.
And that's pretty much it right now.
Hmm. I kind of listen to some, and then I drop out of them for a while, and then I get back into them, but...
That's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Just because I'm not doing a lot of driving and spending a lot of time in Windows on my computer.
Windows.
So I could play them from my phone, but I can't play them through my computer because I'm in Windows and not Mac mode.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So I listen to, well, obviously Bronyville and Grand Canton at Cavalcade, well, which he said. Yeah. For Fur Faggotry, I listen to... For What It's Worth, there's not a furry podcast really active these days. DJ Kanu has a podcast, which is just like his techno mixes, and sometimes I'll put that on if I just need something kind of...
Like work music.
Work music, just some music in the background, yeah. Occasionally listen to the Irish and Celtic Music podcast if I just need some music. I don't really follow up on who's listening to it. I have Smodcast, Tell Him Steve Dave. If I'm on a road trip, I listen to This American Life. Oh, also furry, I listen to the Anthro Dreams podcast.
Yeah, it's stories and whatnot.
Yeah, so that one's really good. Yeah, it's story readings. I'm talking to a couple folks about getting the Bad Dog Book Club started up again.
Yeah. Long, long time ago, I was wanting to do a story podcast like that.
Oh, yeah?
Remember Vox Zerta?
Oh, God, yeah.
Never got that off the ground.
Well, now you're doing the
now full audiobook. Actual, like, set. Professional audiobook stuff.
Yeah.
I'm professional.
Yes, you are.
Super professional.
I don't listen to too many podcasts just to the nature of my work. It's like I can't exactly plug in and, like, do data processing, and I have to be able to listen for the phone to ring, and so I can't really plug in and turn and just work at something. Unfortunately, when you're on a phone support, you can't really, you know, turn off. You
can't be distracted.
Guardian introduced me to a short story podcast. I've listened to it a number of times, both with him when we've been out on drives. Oh,
Escape Pod?
Dravelcast.
Oh, no, I haven't heard that one.
And I've listened to some of his stuff, you know, plugged it in when I'm just, like, grinding on WoW a couple times. Mm-hmm. I'll put it on, or else I'll put on something on Netflix, and I'll just listen to the short stories while I'm... So Dravelcast is really good. It's just a whole bunch of little short story readings. It can be creepy, it can be cute, it can be all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, our friend... Seth has gotten us into listening to Welcome to Night Vale, which is...
Oh, yeah, I've heard that about that.
I've seen it tweeted, and they tweet some funny stuff, but I haven't listened to the show.
It's kind of like NPR meets H.P. Lovecraft. So
yeah, it's supposed to be like an ongoing story podcast.
Well, it's like someone broadcasting NPR-type things, completely like community announcements and the weather... from a town heavily afflicted by Lovecraftian events.
Ah, okay.
So
yeah.
It's
and they have a cool logo.
A cool logo, kind of, I mean, it's a little bit eerie, it's a little bit funny, it's a little bit what the hell. But I like it a lot. And so I've listened to a bunch of that lately. It's really worth a listen, at least if you like Lovecraftian type.
It's one author I've never really read.
Well, if you know the kind of, like, weird madness Cthulhu mythos.
It's like I know of it, but I don't really know the details, but, you know. It's like one missing chunk of my literary knowledge, I guess.
Well, even not, but it's a little bit on the weird, creepy side of stories.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's a little off the wall as well. So, but it's all over Twitter right now, anyway. Mm. Not Twitter. There's Twitter, and it's all over Tumblr, too, depending on who you're following.
Haven't seen it on Tumblr yet, but I've seen it tweeted quite a bit. Should I read the next one? Okay. This was actually an email, but it's, what are the cast's favorite ways to cover their shame? I mean clothes, but read it however you'd like. And what is the most important luxury item? So, excuse me, cover your shame. Jeans and a t-shirt or jeans and a polo is what I wear to work.
I'd wear jeans if they let me.
Boring, you know, but, you know.
Yeah. My general clothing is shorts, t-shirts, polos occasionally. I don't dress up very much. I'm looking forward to being able to purchase a suit before the end of the year.
Cool. I'm looking forward towards, I wish I could wear shorts at work. Or I wish I could wear jeans, but wear kind of slacks and a nice top. I'm usually t-shirt, polo. I've got a handful of blouses, not really. Most of my stuff is pretty unisexual. In fact, both me and Siam kind of work off the same pool of polos for work.
The other part of the email is interesting because it's the most important luxury item. Because that's like almost a contradiction, because a luxury item is kind of by definition something that you can live without. It's a luxury.
It's the one thing but you it's wouldn't
important.
Live
without.
Yeah, it's something you wouldn't live without given the absolute choice. What would be the last luxury item you gave up if you absolutely had to cut out?
Panther's waving his smartphone. So, suppose that definitely counts because you always need a phone. And nowadays we're so internet addicted that, you know, I always got to have it.
I would definitely say my smartphone, but before that, because, I mean, phones aren't necessarily...
Just a computer in general.
I would also say my Up.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely a luxury item. It's a fancy-ass pedometer. And actually, what's funny is if you look at my wrist, I have a tan line around my wrist. Because I wear it all the time when I'm out walking.
Yeah.
And so, I can just keep track of my walking, so I keep a gauge on what I'm doing activity-wise.
Yeah, because it's got a pedophile built into it.
Pedometer, yeah.
Oh, wait, pedometer, right. Yeah, I mix those two up all the time. No idea how confused I get watching Chris Hansen.
Yes.
So, in some ways, I would count... If you strip out everything, if you the phone, the ability to call and receive texts, because that's kind of... Especially the phone call part, it's like, that's not really a luxury. You have to have a way to receive calls, especially if you're job hunting. So, I think I could give up most of my aspects of the phone. I mean, go down to, like, a bare bones... Just call, and I could do without that. For me, I'd honestly say books. Books would be that last-ditch luxury item. I mean, I could give up the computer so long as I could access my bank accounts, and I count that as kind of necessity versus luxury, and I suppose I could still go about into, like, a register. But I think for me, it would be books, or if I was going to stick down to a bare-bones... I'd say a WoW subscription, and I say this because it's $15 a month, and it's a lot of time wasting. It's a very cheap entertainment rather than going out to the movies. I could spend a lot of time twiddling my thumbs for $15 a month for luxury. So things that...
Yeah, it's a cheap entertainment.
It is. I mean, whenever I've hit that super poor part of my life and I don't have money to go out or do anything... And we've had to cut out the, you know, get any cable or anything turned off. So we're down to pretty much an internet connection, and we can't afford to do anything else. Usually we could squeeze in $15 each to be able to waste time.
Time to make a new alt.
I'm almost kind of thinking I could say the house. Because, I mean, we could live out of an apartment or even a smaller apartment than we had.
But
we don't wanna. And, you know, and we need the space for the business and everything. Plus, it's just really nice to have the space for everything.
It's yours now.
And yeah, it's our space. And we can drill in the walls if we want.
We'll paint it funky colors on the inside. Well, outside, too, you don't have an HOA.
Yeah, that's right.
Your neighbors might object.
Oh, we're going to make it shine.
Yep.
Cover it with aluminum.
Foil, not siding. I was gonna say, we're just going to wrap it in aluminum foil.
That's not what they mean by aluminum siding.
Are you sure?
Do you make rattle trap that's like 10 feet tall?
They actually do make foil that's like 3 feet wide.
Mm.
Oh, God, put that on your house and have
it's,
your neighbors
going,
what are you doing?
For, like,
I'm
service.
Putting up aluminum siding.
Yeah.
And then I have to sit in the yard and go, no, I've been foiled again.
Yeah. Then Tyrion kills you.
Tyrion would kill me. Okay.
Yeah, all right, next one.
Sarah's got this little tone of like, I love you. And I translate for him, don't kill me.
Jesus, we got a lot of these.
Actually, Sarah, should we stop and save the file?
We should probably do that because we still have ton more to add and a ton more to answer, but we should probably stop and save because I think it's been about an hour.
Probably.
Yep.
So,
This wasn't a Tumblr question, but hey, what should we talk about for AdamandEve.com this week?
I don't know. What did you find?
Well, you guys always make me pick.
Because you have it on your screen and my item was back ordered.
Oh. Let's see. This week we're going to do a parody DVD. It's Pulp Friction. It's got 22 reviews, almost four complete stars. And you may also need, if you buy this, Adam and Eve Lou, or also suggests Big Black Attack, Thick White Asses, or Black Dick Moan. Just saying.
Black Dick Moan.
Yeah, nice. I know. There's a couple different scenes. There's pistol packing Asians, Naomi, Marcella, and Tia Tanaka. Wearing matching schoolgirl outfits demand oral satisfaction from Will Powers. Let's see. There's apparently something to do with a pile driver position. Woohoo. It's pretty much a parody of Pulp Fiction by the... But they don't have the gimp scene. I really wanted them to do the gimp scene.
Maybe because that would be a parody. It's already what it needs to be. Okay, so I've got an item I'm going to talk about right quick, only because the first review on it I found amusing. So it's the Tube Stroker. It's $12.95. It's a simple, clear tube for jerking in. The first review is a 5-star review. It is in all caps. I bought this because my wife just doesn't put out enough, and I masturbate every day when I get home from work. I needed something that was cheap, clean, and felt good. I have stronger orgasms with the tube than I do with my wife. My first day with it, I had 3 orgasms in 5 hours. It's long enough for me, it's easy to clean, it feels better than sex, and it hasn't torn yet, even after my hardcore religious use. I recommend this to all orgasm-hungry guys. Just lube it, slide it in, and keep going. And the title of the review is just "Keep Going!" And 3 exclamation points.
What is 7 exclamation points in the back of it?
So our coupon code is not KNOT.
KNOT.
It gets you half off a item.
No, it gets you all the way off. Oh, better than your wife.
So this particular DVD is $24.95, but with the coupon code, it's $12.48. And you get free shipping, so there's that. If you happen to buy an item, though, that's over $17, you also get a free mystery gift. So, yeah. It can be, it's been a bunch of different things, from packets of lube to all over. So, yeah, it helps support the podcast, it helps us pay to go to cons, it helps us pay for replacing equipment, and all that happy hoo-ha.
Help support my dick, yo. Or something. Okay.
I was going to say.
Next Tumblr.
So we're going to take the money and go down to Harry Hines and find you something.
Yeah. That's right. Some of Dallas's finest. You know. Yeah.
Or something.
I don't know. I've never needed to pay for it, so. Anonymous asked a question. Gilda Griffin, misunderstood, misguided, or just an asshole?
Just an asshole.
She's a cunt.
I'd say just an asshole also. Next.
One second. I've got a pin in my mouth.
You got a pin in your mouth?
A pin.
Got a pin in your mouth?
A pin is my mouth. Is in my mouth.
Did you order it from penisland.com?
Yes.
If you can organize an ultimate fighting championship to match up between any two famous figures from history or the modern day, who would you choose? I think my answer would be, if I could, I wouldn't.
Who would it be?
Adolf Hitler.
And George Washington.
Sure.
I don't know.
Mecha Hitler versus laser totin robot Nixon.
He goes, just spits all over it.
Agnew!
Alright, so next.
Okay, yeah, I don't really have
anything. He's got the penis out of his mouth so he can read.
Roughly estimated, how many times a week do you come?
I see you doing math.
Enough.
Shiva will be more than both of us, I'm sure.
Probably.
Combined.
Well, yeah.
It depends.
Maybe once or twice a day on a good day, sometimes not, let's just say.
Really? You have higher libido than I thought.
That's about what I mean, usually once a day, sometimes twice, sometimes none.
So?
Sometimes up to three.
7 times a week? Because if...
it varies.
I'm not even going to go what I was going to say, but anyways.
Oh, don't hold back. This is a podcast. Nobody else is listening.
No, it's too much.
I have, like, a really low libido. So once a week, sometimes not. Sometimes, like, every 10 days.
See, I found my...
Shit. Grabbed my iPad suddenly, and my engagement ring smacked the back of it.
It's like, I'm
still got to get used to wearing a ring.
That's one of the things with my libido. I find it, for whatever reason, if I don't, it kind of goes to sleep. But for whatever reason, either if I'm, like, tired and I want to help myself get to sleep, and I go that route to try and relax... It kind of jump starts my libido again, so it's like once I start, it kind of
helps. A sleeping giant.
Kind of. So if I've got a low period and then suddenly somebody else initiates something, it'll almost wake it back up again. But if I the whole where guys like you getting pent up after a couple days, it's like no, I just kind of turn off. Yeah. It doesn't work that way for me.
Yeah. I guess it's my turn.
Yes. Next one.
What was your favorite childhood, younger than 13, birthday or Christmas gift you ever received?
NES.
My NES was a big deal, yeah. Also, when I was a young kid, I asked for a sled.
Or a bike. When I got my first, little regular bike was a big one.
The funny bit, though, that was, the one year that it actually snowed on Christmas.
Nice.
So I was able to use my sled like a whole 4 or 5 times before,
You wore through the...
Cool. When I was, I want to say, 10 or 11, because I remember where we were living at the time, I got a stereo, like a rack system. So it was a record player,
yeah.
Tape deck, and radio. This was before CDs.
Yeah, I got one of those one year for Christmas as well. And I always thought it was funny because my dad had a record collection. Except I'd play the 33s at the higher RPM, so the music was all sped up, and the people thought it funny.
Yeah.
That's apparently not good for them, I guess. I don't know.
Kids. They're dumb.
Yep.
Your turn to read, I think, Shiva. You're after me.
Let's see. Otters are the new foxes? Discuss. I don't think so.
I've heard that expression.
Well, it was goat boys were the new foxes.
Ooh, goat boys.
And now
that's those cute little horns.
Is that just like the fat of the week?
Flavor of the month, I guess.
I like goats. I don't think they're a thing. I haven't seen a extraneous amount of goat boy porn.
Have you seen
Moo? I think a lot of...
have I seen what?
A character called Moo on a...
M-U?
M-O-O.
No.
A white goat with some tattoos.
No.
I haven't.
I'll see if I can find a picture. Died really nice.
Okay.
I think a lot of the otter stuff comes from, Sanpico's. Because
of Mick.
Yeah.
And I possibly. Like Mick. I like Mick a lot. Just
nice, so,
androgynous.
That's probably a good part of it. And what's funny is I've seen some artists are like, yeah, if my character is normally displayed this way, but I like drawing her as an otter. So there's my character. As an otter. Okay.
Also, Zausch has something to do with that, too, because he's done a couple of short comics.
Yeah.
With otters, with
big it's just and, sort of the flavor of the month. I did nothing wrong with that.
Not a fan.
Excuse me, sorry. I'm not a fan of the tattoos, but other than that, you know, the character's pretty cute.
Foxes are always sort of a baseline to go back to.
Mm-hmm.
We'll always be there for you.
I've also heard otters referred to as the foxes of the sea.
Sure.
Which makes me think of the...
As opposed to
chicken
the
of the sea.
As opposed to the chicken of the sea, yeah. That's
so the foxes of the sea.
The foxes of the sea, sorry.
So, yeah. All right.
Next.
Who is your weirdest celebrity crush? Mine, even to this day, is Whoopi Goldberg. I adore her.
Weirdest celebrity crush.
I think Ellen's really cool.
See, I've got a thing for blondes with short hair, so Ellen's not weird for me at all.
I also think Hugh Jackman's pretty hot.
My weird ones is because I tend to not be overly attracted to men. Is I've got a thing for Vin Diesel, and that's really weird because I don't tend to go for really super masculine men.
Mm.
And he's got a brain up there to go with it, too.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of it. I know he's kind of geeky.
Yep.
You know?
Is he?
Yeah. He plays D&D. And
WoW. I didn't know that.
I don't know much about him outside of films.
I think the 4th edition, he wrote the preface to the 4th edition Player's Guide.
Really?
It's like, yeah, when I was a kid, we all loved D&D. There was explosions, and I surfed a car and crashed it and flew across a ravine, and then I rolled my dice and got a 20.
But yeah, it's like I got something for the only male attraction I've got. I like The Rock, especially when he's being kind of goofy. I like Vin Diesel, and I've got a thing for Bruce Willis. And those are my offbeat ones, because all of my other celebrity are all women. You know, that I'm attracted to, then that's really offbeat for me to have a male.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot of celebrity crushes. That's just not how I roll, but there's people that I have a great deal of respect for, so.
Mm.
There's, I have a lot of respect for Kevin Smith, but I wouldn't fuck him.
Yeah.
You don't know where he's been, to be fair.
No, I know where he's been. He's been in the same vagina for the last 15 years, so.
He's just crawling out.
Or eating ass, as he goes on about at length. I mostly enjoy having sex with guys more than girls, but all the celebrities in general that I've had an attraction to have been women. So, like, Angelina Jolie in her early stuff, like, I first saw her at Hackers way back in the day. I thought she was cute as hell. And I like, the short girls with, like, the short haircut. So I had a thing for Kes in Voyager.
And then
the second Dax in Deep Space Nine. Winona Ryder.
For me, it's Sandra Bullock. For some reason, Sandra Bullock is one of those,
She's kind of cute, too. I had to think for her briefly. And also Gillian Anderson.
Gillian, somewhat. I like... and I'm horrible with names. Jodie Foster. I really like Jodie Foster. Meg Ryan. I love Meg. Meg Ryan was super cute. And Ellen is just... You know. I like short, perky blondes. Or even just blondes with, like, short, almost masculine haircuts.
That's why I like the... Danger Girl comic, like, I like the nerdy short-haired girl that was, like, their tech person.
With a giant-ass wrench?
I think so.
She was normally illustrated with a giant-ass wrench.
Oh, okay. I just remember that she was the geeky one with the... She usually had a headset that stayed at home and did the telecommunications and stuff like that. She was kind of cute. Of course, not a real person, but you know what I mean.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I guess the weirdest celebrity crush would be to people that don't exist. So, for me, it would be Rain Sinclair. From X Factor, Excalibur, New Mutants. Mm-hmm. She's the werewolf chick.
Werewolf.
Scottish werewolf chick.
Yes.
So. Ugh.
Yes.
Wolf name.
So, next one.
I guess it's my turn to read then.
The movie question.
If you have one, what are your favorite movies in the following genres? Horror, comedy, action, sci-fi, so bad it's good.
Oof, I'd have to. That would take some thinking on.
Let's see. Horror-wise, I'm not a big horror fan, but the one movie that really disturbed me was the original Silent Hill.
I didn't see
that. In terms of horror films. Comedy-wise, I'm very fond of the Kevin Smith films, the Askewniverse.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoy Saved.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's an old film. It came out in 1999, I think. It was about... this uber good Christian girl whose brother or boyfriend turns out to be gay, and the tribulations of growing up in a super conservative religious upbringing and all this nonsense. And I really identified with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We watched it at your apartment back in Euless.
It was a comedy, yeah.
Yeah.
I am full of the love of Christ. And she throws a Bible at some at the at protagonist.
It thumps off her head or something.
Off her back, yeah.
Off her back. And she's like, this is not a weapon.
Action. Well, I'm going to say Pacific Rim's up there. Mm-hmm. So you motherfuckers good. Need to go see Pacific Rim.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I enjoyed, like, Triple X.
That's a Diesel movie I have not seen.
It's not bad. It's pretty good.
Mm, I should check it out sometime. It's on Netflix. So
yeah. I'm really fond of his Riddick series.
I remember seeing Pitch Black, but it was like it was really, really underground. Like it was this like not known movie at all, and nobody was in the theater. And just thinking, oh, this is a really kick-ass movie. And then like a week later, like word of mouth, I guess, got out about it. It took off like crazy.
Mm.
Sci-fi. I'm a fan of the Star Wars films.
Mm-hmm.
The recent Star Trek movie has been pretty good.
Was pretty good.
Yes, Star Trek into Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh. I'd have to think about the sci-fi stuff. I just look at my DVD library
and then look at it, it's like, which one to pick?
And so many. Bad it's good.
Dude, where's my car? That's easy.
Where's your car?
Friday.
Where's your car, dude? Where's your car?
Sweet.
Friday. You got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Horror. I'm trying to think like the movies I could watch repeatedly and still enjoy. Horror. I really like movies that rain a lot. It's very atmospheric. So mm-hmm. I really like Identity. Just like a dozen people at a motel, it's storming the whole time. John Cusack's the main character, who's always a fun actor to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Another horror movie I really like that has that kind of atmosphere is Seven. Oof. With Morgan Ooh. Freeman and Brad Pitt. It's a
What's
little. What's
in the box?
What's in the box? Yeah, it's a little bit gory, but it's a Fincher film.
Oh, God, and the Lust one.
yeah. It's got some real kind of things that give you that psychological shiver. And of course, Kevin Spacey's excellent in it also. Comedy, I'm going to go with a classic and say Clue. I've watched That's that movie one. Like 8 million times.
We watched that at 4th of July over at Diddy's.
Oh, cool.
So I actually saw it recently.
Ah, yeah. I watched it probably like 6 months ago or something like that. But yeah, I really dig that movie. Action movie. Oh, God. There's so many. I'm trying to think of one that I could just watch again and again. It's still a joy.
We Were Soldiers, so that's more like a war movie. That's one I'll sit down and I'll watch.
I mean, Die Hard's always a classic.
Yeah, Die Hard. Fifth Element, was that sci-fi or would that be action?
Oh, that's borderline. I love Fifth Element.
Well, yeah,
though.
Fifth Element's
Pacific Rim's pretty sci-fi too. But
yeah, that's also action.
It's set on Earth, so I considered it an action movie.
Yeah, I mean, I might pick Fifth Element for my action film because there's other sci-fi films I like.
Mm-hmm.
But Fifth Element is good. I had another one on the tip of my mind. Oh, if you want to go, like some of my old school favorites are 80s Schwarzenegger movies like Commando. I could watch over and over. Total Recall, the original.
So a little bit of trivia for you guys. Last week up at the Cinemark XD up here in Plano, mm-hmm. they showed Back to the Future Remastered Edition.
I heard about that.
Next weekend, this upcoming Sunday, they're showing Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
At 2
Great
o'clock.
Films.
Me and the boys are going to go see the Ghostbusters at 2 o'clock up at the Cinemark and go see
this weekend, like tomorrow?
Yeah, like as in 2 days from now on Sunday. Okay. And they're showing it in the big XD theater, like the really big screen. Like,
I might have to go see that. It'd be kind of cool to see it on the big screen after all these years.
And Back to the Future, rewatching it in the theater on the huge screen, remastered. It's like, this is fucking great. I haven't sat and watched it like this, because usually when I got it on, I'll come in partway through it, and I know it, so I haven't sat and watched it. Mm-hmm. But I haven't sat and watched it, because it's also one that I'll tune out one and wander in and out of the room and get drinks and not pay a super amount of attention. But sitting in the theater watching it in, like, the full theatric experience was really good, because it was just, I didn't really tune out. I didn't get up and wander and get a drink or go to the bathroom, come back at the same place where I've seen it a million times. It was really great to just see it in the theater.
Yeah. It's like rediscovering it.
They've got American Graffiti is one of the other movies this month, and I think they just did Animal House. I wasn't so thinking about American Graffiti or Animal House, but I wanted to see Ghostbusters. And last month, I wanted to see it, and I missed it. They re-showed the first Indiana Jones.
Oh, wow.
I really wanted to see that, and I missed it by like a week. It's like, shit, it was last week.
Huh.
So, yeah, keep an eye on that movie there, because they're showing some of the really, like, nostalgic classics.
Yeah.
Remastered, cleaned up with the full sound. And it's really pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was actually kind of funny, because one of the, it was at Pacific Rim, the trailers beforehand are really fucking eclectic. Like, psychological thriller, then Ender's Game, then movie, and then planes.
Did you see the one for the space one up in
Oh, Gravity?
Yeah, it's like,
oh man, I couldn't watch that film.
How to make me never want to be a fucking astronaut again. That's all I can say.
And that movie is, there's like, it's an hour and a half long, but there's only 17 takes in it. Or like 17 shots.
I haven't heard of that.
The opening, like, 20 minutes is a single continuous shot. They did some real crazy shit with this one.
The other trailer that looks good is, I think it's called Elysium.
Oh, yeah, God, I want to see
that. I'd like to see that, too, yeah.
Yeah, what was the other one I saw recently?
Oblivion. I think we both saw Oblivion at different times.
That was amazing. And they left out really good twists out of the trailers that you would not have known about it unless you sat and watched it. So
they did I thought they did a good job with marketing Star Trek Into Darkness, because there's a couple of things that you're like, oh, what is that? What the fuck's going on? And you know, and then it happens, but it doesn't happen the way you expected it to. You know?
Yeah, like the reverse of Kirk and Spock at the end.
Yeah, that was neat.
Spoilers.
Well, that's why I didn't say what the reverse was.
Yeah, well, it's like also where they show...
Yeah, Kirk was on top this time. That was the reverse.
They had to appease the slash fic writers.
Yes.
So we should...
I haven't given you my favorite sci-fi film
yet.
Shut the fuck up. Well, if we're counting TV movies, then the clear winner is obviously the Doctor Who TV movie with Paul McGann. Because can't have anything above Doctor Who, and I got a shoehorn Doctor Who in there somehow. Other than that, sci-fi movies, I don't know. Star Trek, Star Wars, Event Horizon, if you want to talk borderline horror. Horror sci-fi. Horror-eye. I don't know.
Okay, so next.
Quick one. Just want to be nice and quick. If you could have any animal as a domesticated and friendly pet, what would it be? Nope, non-mythical, non-extinct species only.
I'd want a fennec. So real?
Yes.
I want a big cat. As in, like, they're not going to kill me, and I could actually feasibly afford to pay for the amount of goddamn meat that they eat. But if I could manage that, and they were friendly the way a house cat is, I'd love a big cat.
So, a couple ideas. A gannet or caica missile, like Chester. Or a fox, because they're cute and they're bright red, and, you know, they're totes adorbs.
Have you seen the silver foxes that they bred out in Siberia?
Yep. Tieran wants one.
They're so adorable, and they act so much like puppies.
Yeah, they're too very... It was really interesting, the articles on that, about breeding foxes in captivity and specifically breeding them for being docile.
And human accepting.
Yeah. I think that's what docile means.
Domesticated.
Domesticated. I think that was the word I was looking for. And their fur got darker and their ears got floppier, and they started to take on this more dog-like appearance.
And puppyish, too.
Yeah, and their muzzles became less pointed and more more dog-like.
Weird.
It just, yeah, it's interesting how genetics, science.
But they basically did reaction studies where they looked at which ones flinched away from humans and which ones were more accepting, and then they bred the more accepting ones, and then they kept doing that where they were breeding up the reactions.
Yep.
So based on behaviors, what they got bred for, rather than looks or anything like that, and that's how they got basically domesticated.
Fucking science.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. Next one. Is that mine? I think so.
Yes.
I think it is.
Have there been any times when someone has asked you if you'd like to play slash fool around with them sexually and you have been really appalled by the idea? If so, how do you deal with a situation like that without offending?
Projectile vomiting and then run away. Actually, vomit out your internal organs like that one sea slug thing.
Tell them that you hear your laundry calling.
No. Okay, but halfway seriously. Yeah, people have hit on me or whatever that I haven't really been interested in. I'm sure.
Just be a matter of saying, I appreciate the interest, but I really can't. Sorry.
You know, frankly, just you're not my type does just fine. Or I don't think of you that way. Or, you know.
I'm not really looking to explore much beyond my current relationships at this time.
Because I wouldn't want to lie. Well, I wouldn't say that because that's not true. And then if they saw me hitting on or hooking up with somebody else, the lie would be exposed. So I generally go with, you know, you're not my type or I'm not into you in that way, I guess. So people fairly know my type, I guess.
A couple of folks lately when me and Sarah started being a thing realized, oh, she's not in a close relationship, and they made some overtures. And
who the fuck thought you were in a okay.
I was close when I was with my
husband. Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, but once that changed, I figured you'd be open to either another male or female partner.
Well, at one point. Well, I can exactly throw open the doors and say, hey, guys, I'm on the market.
Open for business.
The red light is on.
It was a very gradual thing because it was a big kind of realization of, oh, hey, I don't have to be kind of on my guard that I'm putting out like
the time to dust the cobwebs off this.
So I got a couple of overtures that it was kind of awkward. It's like, no, thanks. It's like a combination of awkward situation and just not really my type. And two, at that time, I was kind of really fixated on Sarah because, hey, new relationship, it's all shiny, you know. And I had to balance that with my current relationship. You know, it's like I really wasn't looking to go for anything much beyond that.
That's already a lot to balance emotionally.
Yeah. And even for some kind of fling, it's like I wasn't really looking for much. I'm still not. I mean, there's a couple playmates that are okay, but I'm not really seeking, if that makes sense.
Seek, locate, exterminate.
And it was just like, I forget exactly how I said no, but it was basically, sorry, not really all that interested. And it's the truth, I'm really not looking, so, you know. I mean, I have played around with others, but I've been kind of secondary in that situation.
Yeah.
And just due to a couple different factors, too, but, you know.
Okay. So it's my turn to read, then? Because I think Sarah read that one. All right.
The next question is terrifying.
Archive. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? So there are things to consider here is that horses are assholes.
So are ducks.
But ducks are also, like, assholes. Worse assholes. They're also little corkscrew-cocked raping machines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The The thing is, one big duck you can possibly run away from, but 100 little horses. Remember, horses will bite the shit out of you if they can.
Do they also have pointy little hooves?
Yes.
Mm.
And ducks. Ducks have claws too, but there's only one of them.
One claw?
One duck.
One duck.
In this nightmare scenario.
Instead of...
In a world where ducks are the size of horses.
And horses are the size of ducks. And they travel the land seeking their prey.
Speaking of ducks, type things, our friend Tessa, who was mentioned earlier in this podcast...
He's a duck.
No, he got me a goose from that same store. I've never eaten goose. I've never cooked a goose. New challenge!
Challenge accepted!
That's basically it. It's like, a protein I haven't made before. Mm-hmm. Sure! Why not? I have no idea how it's supposed to take. I'll wing it. Duck.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Goose. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it was a duck, she could cook it.
I have cooked duck before. I'm good at it.
If there were horses, we'd have to round them up and send them to England.
Yep. So, there's that question.
Yeah, you really... Yeah.
Shiva.
Tell us how you lost your virginity.
I had sex with a dude.
Why, yes, I had sex with a dude, too.
As did I.
It's one of those things where it's like, how'd you lose virginity? Well, it was awkward and weird, and we didn't know what we were doing at first, and then we figured it out, and it took forever to make it... work right, and it was weird, and yeah, I mean, it was your standard awkward first time.
Mine wasn't really awkward, I think.
It wasn't really awkward, it was with somebody, yeah.
Okay, so follow-up question, how old?
God, it's like 21.
I was 18.
23. And I think maybe mine was less awkward because I wasn't 16.
Now we're going to go the Erica Moen, are we talking butt virginity?
or mouth virginity?
Or, well, mouth virginity, I was like 17?
Mm-hmm.
And the other dude was like 16?
Okay. See, I would count that.
Okay. That was the
first time you had sex of... some kind.
First time I did anything, it was virginity, and yeah, I was 18. It was my first boyfriend.
Mine was my first boyfriend, internet relationship. We met halfway between where we lived, and I think I'd been writing gay porn so long at that time that I was just ready, you know? Because I was like, you know
how this works.
It was like, you know, we could take this slow, we could just jerk each other off, and I had my mouth on his cock, like, as soon as we were alone. It was like, no.
Ours was an internet relationship. He came down to visit me in college. We had been talking online for a couple months, and we pretty much exercised all our hormones fairly shortly after getting together. We were safe, and we were both virgins, and clean, and I was on the pill, so there was all kinds of precautions taken, but yeah, hormones needed venting.
Yeah. Okay, so we had pretty boring, normal stories, thankfully.
Yeah, sorry guys, we're not...
There we go.
So next one. I need to read this one.
Okay.
For Shiva! Have you ever been so far even as decided to use go want to look more like? I've been as far as you can be while deciding to use and going to wanting to look more like.
What?
You can't decide
I think they meant for her to read this one.
More to look like... Oh, okay.
Where did you find this one? Oh, you skipped one.
Jumped down one.
Oh, I jumped one?
Yeah,
you did. Yeah. Yeah, read this, Shiva.
Sorry. I'll read that one.
Which one? The one that you skipped?
The one?
No, you read the one that says for Shiva.
This is not going to go well.
Then I'll read the actual one that I forgot.
Have you ever been so far as to, even as decided to use go want look more like? I've been as far as you can be while deciding to use and going to wanting to look more like. You can't decide to go use... Go to use wanting look more like without going that far. So have you gone so far as decided to use Go One to look more like? I'm not sure if that's somebody typing bad or trying to trip me up.
Trying to trip you up.
Yes, it's a copypasta phrase.
Okay. Is it really?
Yeah.
It's
usually put over like a caption of a cockatiel.
Oh.
It's just a cockatiel looking seriously at the camera. And it's a nonsense phrase that makes you go, lol, what? All right, so here's the actual question that I was supposed to read. I'm sorry, Shiva. I didn't mean to steal your thunder there.
There was no thunder to steal.
This is an actual question. Question. By Anonymous.
Hmm.
I've been seeing my boyfriend for a year now. Unfortunately, there's been trouble in bed. My ex and I had mind-blowing sex, experimenting all the time. But my current boyfriend just wants to come and go. And never play around, not even waiting for me to get close.
What?
I've talked to him about this, and he says he's sorry. All he says is sorry. I've taken to playing with friends for my needs, but I don't want to cheat, so you guys have any advice for what I should do to get him to play more instead of just focusing on himself?
What a selfish fuck.
I know, right?
Make him satisfy you first.
Be like, all right,
if you want to get off, you gotta...
You don't let him get off with sorry. You're like, okay, you're sorry. Get me off.
Yeah.
Suck it, jerk it, bend over, do something.
This is a situation.
You gotta put down your foot and either make him service you first, or when he's done, say, hey, there's more going on here. Finish the job.
You know, get him one of those little shock collars for dogs. And just like,
bad.
Haven't come yet.
You know, just keep sticking your dick in his face until he does something with it, you know?
Yeah, you're going to have to be a bit more forward with this guy, because...
You know, sorry. No, that's not acceptable. If he doesn't open his mouth, you stick it up his nose until he opens up.
Because, you know, a sexual relationship requires reciprocation with both partners. You both have to be wanting to, you know, have fun with the other and get them off, because otherwise you're just being
selfish.
You're being a human fleshlight, and that's not how a sexual
it's not just sex. That speaks all kinds of volumes about his personality in general, that he's not willing to reciprocate in the act of love.
That ain't cool.
Mm-mm.
Look at it other things. I mean, is this behavior, is there more than just the bedroom? He's interested in him and...
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I'm willing to bet that kind of attitude extends beyond the bedroom. I mean, is he just treating you like a fuck toy the rest of the time, walking all over you?
So, yeah.
Mm-mm, no man of mine ain't gonna do that.
All right, we're down to last five asks, so... Let's see what we have here.
Hello there, Notcast. This is my first time asking you guys a question, but I figured the anonymous episode would be a great time to start. I wanted to hear your opinions on mersuits and mersuit sex, as it's something I've become a humongous fan of recently. Just to set things straight, I much prefer to keep your mersuit private and don't take it out in public at cons. You know, the threat of herpes and such. Anyway, hope to hear back one of the other Fennecs.
So, basically having sex with someone while they're in a fursuit.
Yeah, fursuit sex.
Whatever floats your boat.
That's basically it.
Not my thing, but if it works for you, that's great. Just don't bring your crusty-ass fursuit to Fiesta.
Well, I understand the folks that do it conscious, they actually have two bodies. One that they'll wear out on the floor. They might use the same head because, well...
Well, yeah, heads are expensive.
But they'll actually have, like, a cheaper body... For playing around in.
Mm-hmm. And that's fine. But whatever floats your
If you want to have sex while wearing a carpet, go ahead.
Yeah.
It's not my thing.
Hey, baby, ride my magic carpet. Are
you implying that fur piles from Fur and Loathing don't happen like that?
Only if they want to over...
oil?
They might, but they don't want to overheat.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same way. It's not my bag. If you're into it, that's cool. You know, like all sex, you know, keep it, do it in private.
And keep it clean, play it safe.
And like he said, don't walk around in your crusty fursuit on the dance floor. Woo! So, leave it little flakes of semen everywhere as you stretch your stuff.
So,
God.
Yeah. If it's your thing, it's your thing. No big deal.
It's like your fursuit has dandruff. Oh, God, no! Ah!
Fursuits don't have dandruff. Ah! All right. You read that last one.
I did.
Okay, so Shiva.
What is it that I shouldn't stick in crazy? Why not? And what should I do if I accidentally did? Your dick.
Because
it's crazy and it will negatively impact your life?
Yes, crazy follows you home. And if you did...
It sets up a nest and it has kittens.
You need to boil your dick in some antibacterial gel to get the crazy off.
But yeah, seriously, don't stick your dick in crazy because...
Tongue and fingers are also not recommended.
Yeah.
Don't let crazy stick its dick in you.
No part of crazy should be going in it and outing or around any part of your anatomy.
Crazy is one of those delightful terms you get to apply your own definitions to.
And sometimes crazy sticks.
It's generally not a good idea to do it because the crazy will stick to you. And it's hard to get rid of once you fucked it.
So, this is an interesting one, Savern. You should read.
Really?
Read it.
God damn it.
Read it!
You can take this question as seriously or as not seriously as you'd like. I'd prefer not seriously. Is zoophilia, in the sexual sense, more common amongst furries? Would any of you consider yourselves zoophiles? Do you know any zoophiles? I find the aesthetic of dog cock to be arousing, but not on an actual dog. I'm not saying that I've never
not
seen some pornography along those lines, though. Keep casting those knots.
Zoo and the fandom.
Zoo and the fandom? Not really? Possibly? I don't know. I've not pulled that many furries.
Maybe. I mean, like you said in here, do you know any? Yes. I know some that are not in the fandom at all, and I know some in the fandom.
It's one of those things you just kind of run across them. It's like you get to know people, and then they tell you all about themselves, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, you're just driving down the road, you pass the farmer humping a cow in the field. No. I don't think I know any zoophiles, or if I do, they're probably smart enough to be on the DL about it. Yeah. I know lots of people with pets. They could be fucking them. I don't know.
No.
I'm glad they don't tell me about it.
And given the general anti-zoophilia as a public statement thing, like keep your shit to yourself and don't associate it with the fandom, I'm pretty sure that I can say that nobody here is a zoophile.
No, nobody here is a zoophile, but... I don't think it's more prevalent in the fandom just because our artwork is heavily animal biased. It's like when you read the stats on zoophilia, it happens a lot in rural areas because bored farm boys hit puberty and decide to hump a sheep or something like that.
There ain't no girls, but that vagina sure looks like a vagina. It's a vagina.
Yeah, and it's just... there's all... kinds of everything about it. I mean, is it more prevalent? I don't know. Are the ones that are into it and in the fandom a little bit more publicly noisy about it? Yes.
Yeah, I'd probably say that.
And are they more likely to find at least a little bit more acceptance? At least, maybe? I don't know.
It's one of those things that you know, it crosses a lot of things, but there are zoo furries, but the vast majority of them aren't.
And I know several people who are interested in that, but they only like either drawn porn of it and have no interest in the real life, or they've watched some of the porn and they have no interest in, again, participating real life. You know, and there's all different degrees, just like there is for, like, being gay. You like it in drawn porn, you like it in real porn, you like it in real life. Or just, yeah, there's degrees, is what I'm saying.
So, there's that.
Okay, so it's my turn to read. What's the next one here? What is the most piece you have ever commissioned or bought by a furry artist?
I think maybe most expensive.
So there's a word missing here, so...
And this is going to be the last question, because the one we got first is not even going to read it.
That's one that's probably from Embedef Mac. But...
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the most piece you have ever commissioned or bought by a firm?
I accidentally, a whole sketch from them folks. Most I really ever paid was like 30, 40 bucks for a... Now, I paid 40 bucks, I think, for the top-notch badge from Like Shine at MFM 09.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most individually expensive piece that I've commissioned. I don't do commissions generally.
Yeah.
I purchase prints.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I commission a lot more than that. Stuff.
Yours is that comic. I know yours is that comic.
Well, if you count, yeah, if you count that as a single piece, not going to say how much I paid for it, but yeah, it'd be the comic.
But I did point out to you that that's not unlike what other publishers are doing, saying, hey, I got this idea. I'm willing to pay you to produce it.
Yeah.
And you're in that weird situation. If you hadn't published it yet, it would be a commission. But you published it, so that became a publisher sourcing material for his business.
Yeah. And I co-wrote it, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, and I still pay him royalties on it.
Mm. Yeah.
Individual pieces for myself, I'm guessing probably like a couple hundred. There's probably some that's done like a two-character.
You've gotten some the cute stuff from... like Blotch, didn't you?
I've never gotten.
Didn't they do that pick of Rory and Fez? Or who was that?
Rukus did that little painting of Rory and Fez.
Okay. How much was that?
Like 120?
That's not too bad. Want
to say something like that? Yeah. Because it's like 5x7. The only work I've gotten for Blotch is when we've commissioned them to do a book cover.
Okay, and that doesn't really count.
I have the original of the Ursa Major anthology cover. But yeah, that doesn't count because that's a business expense. That wasn't a personal commission. And they did the Fang 4 cover also.
Again, business.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of it in particular. There's a lot of artists now that will charge 50 or 60 a character. So if you have for like a digital color,
mm-hmm.
So if you have like two characters fucking, that's 120 base basically.
Jesus.
Well, I've seen them do like 60.
Well, I mean, that's for like the top tier folks that know what their shit's worth basically.
I know what one. I think I paid 120 to Heather Bruton at Furry Fiesta 1 to do a 3-character pencil sketch, really large size, of Shiva, Akisha, and Siam, all basically getting ready for bed. And that was, but that's a pretty large piece.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, I know the one I would love to sink money, it's like, here, take my money, but I haven't gotten in yet.
Mm-hmm.
I keep trying, every time Casey Miyagami opens up.
She does such good stuff.
I keep trying to get in, and I can't get a freaking slot.
I feel like I'm probably forgetting, like, one really major piece of art that cost me a fortune.
Well, I mean, that giant-ass Chester pig you have is a poster, isn't it?
No, that didn't cost me very much. What did cost me a lot, Chester-related, was an original page from Anubis Dark Desires where Chester. Anubis is fucking Chester. And that I paid $400 for at the Anthrocon art show.
Mm. Yeah.
And that was 08, I think. And
yeah, but that wasn't a commission.
That wasn't a commission, no.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything one commission-wise beyond that badge as being those, because I just don't do commissions. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had a terrible track record with them. Like, the last pick that I did was a commission from an artist 1 year at AC,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get it until the next.
Ah.
And then I commissioned some artist for a crocheted plushie at AC and never got the thing.
Mm.
So I'm leery of that. So.
Yeah, it sucks like that. You have a couple of.
I think your phone's.
My phone's going off, but I'll call them back in a minute.
Would you have a couple of? Because I've talked to some friends that have had like a couple of unfortunate situations like that, and I'm like, I've commissioned all this artwork, and I've generally been really lucky with getting it back and, you know, the turnaround time being pretty good. I mean, I've waited a year for a commission, but the artist kept me in the loop about the ETA on it, and I eventually got it.
In this case, it wasn't even that, and it wasn't inked like it was supposed to be. It was a sketch, and I was like, you know, just
I usually pick up commissions at Fiesta, or we've hit up Acello for a couple of pieces, but I'm kind of friendly with Acello. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, most of the stuff I picked up has been either really cheap, like Iron Artist stuff off FA, where they're wanting like $20. I've seen a lot of people complain about the price of furry art, but when you get stuff like Rukus and other stuff, people don't realize how many hours people sit and just sink into that. And if you think about it, minimum wage, $7.25, $7.35,
something like that.
Yeah. When a piece costs $120 and you sit and you sink 20, 30 hours into it and you get $120 for it, you're not making minimum wage while you're doing this. Mm-hmm. Not even remotely.
It's one of those things that always comes up. You know, those people that have done the comparisons is like, all right, this is what fandom artists charge and this is what a professional illustrator charges. Note the difference. Quit complaining. You whiny bitches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You noticed this in the picture that Rukus posted of condescending Luther. That there's a lot of entitled people out there. They're like, well, you don't understand because I'm poor and I'm in college and I work at McDonald's.
That's great.
And
I'm like, save your money.
But they had this attitude like, I should get the art for virtually nothing because I can't afford more. That is not how the world works. You know, mm-mm. Art is a luxury. Art is something you afford later when you have the money for it. When you have a good job or you've saved up.
Or you set aside $10 a week and then go out and get something.
Yeah, it's like you go to the car mechanic and they're like, well, it'll cost $2,500 to drop your transmission and fix it. Well, I only work part-time at Barnes & Noble. Oh, okay, well, in that case, we'll do it for $50. No, that's not reality. That doesn't happen. Why would anyone expect furry artists to handle their business any differently?
Fandoms. It's not just furry.
Yeah. Yeah, you see it a lot in anime fandoms. And this I've heard furry artists that kind of work in multiple communities complaining about DeviantArt and a lot of cheap bastards over there, basically. So, and that's like,
you're not going to do my art for free. Well, I'm going to write a nasty comment and defriend you.
Oh, dear.
Unfollowed.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You know, and, you know, I saw one of the comments on Rukus's piece that kind of irritated me was, okay, the comment that did not irritate me was the one that somebody was like, oh, well, if you're friends with an artist, and somebody was like, no, if you're friends with an artist, you'll pay commissions for them, or you'll help them out, or, you know, you'll support their work and stuff like that. And somebody was like, oh, in order to be a friend, you have to give them money. It's like, no, fucko. That wasn't the point of what they were saying. And
you still pay them for the art you do.
And I can allow me to share an anecdote. I could speak to this from the perspective of a writer and as a business owner. I just met this guy, and he was fanboying over me because he'd read my stories in the past, stuff like that. And so I barely knew him, and he was like, oh, my birthday's in a month. You could give me a copy of your book for my birthday. And I was like, no, that's not going to be happening. Because my actual friends have actually bought shit from my company.
Yeah, but I buy a book from you, I give you the fucking cash.
Yeah, you're not expecting it for free because you know I've got an author to pay a royalty to. And for shit I'm distributing, like the Dark Horse and Silver Wolf stuff, that's costing me money to obtain that book.
And then resell.
And if I give it to you at distributor price, and it's not worth my time ordering it in the first place, and if I gave it to you for free, I'd be losing money.
Yep.
And one thing, if you gave a gift to someone, your friend, for free.
I have given gifts to people.
Fanboy.
Yeah, I've given birthday presents to friends that has happened to be merchandise that I carried because it was something that they wanted. But Friends, real friends don't expect that shit.
And they don't ask for that shit.
And if you're friends with an artist, I'm friends with a lot of artists. I always pay them for commissions. I don't expect shit for free.
Yep. And you shouldn't either.
They gotta eat. And a lot of them, this is like their extra pocket money that their day job does not provide.
Yeah.
They work their day job, then they come home, then they do this in their free time.
Sorry to go off on a rant about this, but people it actually has just come up very recently on FA. If you go to Rukus's journal and Rukus's gallery, you can see where she's spoken about this and posted a couple of amusing meme-style images. Mm-hmm. And read some of the comments, because there's some interesting discussion of people being entitled bitches and people trying to explain to them how economics works. So you can get an education and see some interesting commentary.
All I can say is if I sink 30 hours into a photo, to a picture, don't bitch if I'm giving it to you for less than minimum wage. My day job pays a lot more than minimum wage. Yep. You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is my free time I'm doing this in.
So, yeah.
It's past 11 o'clock, guys.
It is time.
Okay, so we should wrap it up before we walk away from our microphones. I don't think we have a plan next week. We're all going to be in town.
Yep, we'll figure it out.
Is it your birthday next week or the week after?
Next week. Next Friday is my birthday.
You're going to go to that really good dim sum place, and I can't eat anything
there. On Saturday.
Mm.
So, yeah. I'm sorry, but I won't be joining you.
And it would kill you.
Yeah.
Well, too much soy.
Oh, well.
It was really good that one time we went, but I can't.
So, we'll probably see you next week. We'll leave the ask box open if you want to drop any more in there. Cause
that was fun.
That was an interesting, fun diversion from our ordinary, usual thing.
Yeah.
So, our Tumblr is notcast.tumblr.com. Our website is notcast.com or foxstuffers.com. Our email address is notcast@foxstuffers.com. Our fur affinity is notcast. Our Twitter is notcast. Our live journal, which we don't really use, is notcast also.
I'm sensing a theme.
Shiva is Chimera on Twitter, Saverin is Saverin Drake, and I am Fuzzwolf2000. So if you want to follow us, then also follow Fur Planet and Bad Dog Books if you want to know what we're up to there.
Bookwise, yep.
Bookwise, yeah.
So, sounds good.
So, on that note, good night.
And big balls.